Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jessica. And we're two sisters momming, homeschooling, adventuring with our kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We are by no means experts, but we love to chat about what is and isn't working in our own lives.
Join in the conversation at homeschooladventurespod@gmail.com.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. It's now 2021.
Yes, it is.
Which seems crazy.
Oh my gosh, have you seen all those memes that are like, I tried the 7-day trial subscription for 2021 and I'd like a refund?
No, but that's hilarious. I feel like there's so many people like banking on, like, oh, 2020 is the worst. Thank goodness, like, 2021's
coming. And I was like, you're going with a lot of positivity right now.
That's a lot of big expectations when not much has changed.
I know. It's true.
Those poor people, I was still like, I don't think 2021 is going to be that different, at least at the start.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a little while. Starts.
It might take a little bit.
So holidays kind of messed up any recording.
Yes, we have been – I mean, it's like you think, oh, we'll just – get together in like a week and do this, and then so much time goes by. I can't believe we're almost through January. Well, I guess it's midway.
Yeah.
So what's been new?
Not much. I mean, Christmas is over. I feel like Christmas takes up so much mental space that I'm finally like, oh, okay, there's nothing that I have to do right now.
Yeah, it's so weird. I think that's what makes December fly. Mm-hmm. Because like even saying that it's only mid-January, like that's kind of crazy because December felt like it was a minute and then it was gone.
It's true.
Yeah.
We had a good Christmas.
It was so fun. We actually stayed here with you.
The kids loved waking up together. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, they didn't love the idea of like taking turns opening gifts so we could like take pictures of each one and have them hold it. They were just so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But
I loved what you did this year. You did like a little string.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cute. I've never even seen that done before.
Yeah, we got the idea from the Nutcracker movie. It's called like something about the Four Realms. I don't know. It's a really cute movie. But they have all the kids have a string with their name on it and they follow it to their present. So that's what we did.
And he got to follow that to a bike, which was adorable.
He was very excited. Yeah, that
was
fun.
Good. I thought it was fun. We played lots of games.
We did.
We got way too many games, of course.
So many games. I think we are game obsessed.
Yes, we are. So I think we're just going to kind of go over like last year.
Yeah.
Maybe some goals for this year.
Yeah. Do we even be so brave as to make goals for this year? I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing is like we've done years like – my husband is very into goals and he's like gone to like the level of like printing out these like pamphlets where we're supposed to like fill them out together.
Wow.
And then I'm like, this is like a lot of effort for something I don't know if I'm going to be super great about checking in with.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of just like a couple little ideas and then like a word.
A word for the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I like your husband. I also love like
goals. You love goals.
But, you know, looking back, I mean, I write them down every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually like have sections like, like I have my family goal. I have, my homeschooling goals. Yeah. But like looking back.
Do you feel like you check in with them and you're like.
That's what I wish I would do more of. Like I probably need to put them somewhere where they're more visible because sometimes I'll look back and be like, oh, I forgot that was what I was going to do.
Oh, yeah, I was
going to
do that. Yeah.
Like, I do think a couple of them have become, like, more like habits, but I do think that breaking down the goal into, like, actionable daily or weekly tasks is the key to success because you can just throw, like, an idea out there and it's, like, it never will really become a reality. Like, I think you have to, like, think about, okay, how can I do something like set aside some time weekly or, you know, do little bits of it to make it work. Like I always want to, and I'm terrible at this, but I always want to go through like all of our pictures. We have so many pictures and so many videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I like making those photo books, which I've made one.
You made me one this year.
I did. I made you one. I think that's what got me inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always put that down on my goal list, like mm-hmm. catch up on our books, our photo books.
Yeah.
But this last year I like said, okay, like every mm-hmm. Sunday I'm going to work on, you know, going through the pictures and making the books for 20 minutes, which mm-hmm. made it a little bit more doable. And I've kind of made more of a start than I ever have. So I think that has helped me a lot with like goals, is to just like set aside time or break it down into something that's more doable.
I love the whole idea of they say like it takes 3 weeks for something to become a habit. Yeah. So I'm like, if I can just do like one thing at a time that like I really want to make sure I get to.
Yeah.
If I can like make it happen for 3 weeks, then there's more of a chance of it sticking.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also think something that works really good is putting it to an anchor. You know, like you have those anchors in your day that like, you know, like they happen every day, like meals, like
yes,
mealtime, morning, that. Yeah, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. or a bedtime routine. Like that seems to work best too. Or like Sunday's usually my day of like, I put my plan, I get my planner out and I like look at my week and I plan out my menu. So Sunday's like kind of like that one day that I have where I kind of look ahead and try to make some plans and task lists and things. So tying something into that day usually works pretty well.
That was like the best way when we were working on some quotes for like memory work.
Yeah.
It was like we would forget to do it. And then I read how tying it to like your meals. So I'd be like, okay, yes. 3 times a day I can do that because we're having 3 meals a day. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like find those things that you're doing consistently and just tack another thing on.
Right.
Like Reese, I know you have like, I think you're the inspiration behind this. Like you have your kids do like Cosmic Kids, like a few things in their morning routine that they do on their own.
Yeah.
So I kind of started doing that while I'm making dinner. My son has like his list of the things he's going to do. So he'll do like a Cosmic Kids yoga. Mm-hmm. He'll clean up his messes. He'll take his shower. Like he has his like little routine that he does on his own.
Does he like it? Has he like embraced it?
I mean, I feel like in the beginning he was very resistant because he mm-hmm. just, if he has time to himself or I'm busy, like he would just prefer to listen to an audiobook the whole time. Mm-hmm. He's just really,
I love how much he loves audiobooks.
He is obsessed. And I feel like it's gotten to a whole nother level right now, but mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a good thing, but yeah. I'm just like, you have to do other things. But, so at first he was just like, no, I'd just rather, you know, listen to my audiobook. Mm-hmm. But now he kind of is like, he knows his routine. He like goes and does it like without a lot of pushback now. And I think he really likes it.
Yeah.
But your kids, like they know what to do. Yeah.
Like just like this morning, we told them last night because they were having some struggles yesterday. So I was like, okay, we're going to do, to Cosmic Kids Yoga tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you would have thought that like I told them that they were cleaning the whole house or something, because they were like, no,
that's not what we agreed to.
So
we,
I feel like as long as I keep like, you know, a pattern of it, mm-hmm. and they know what's coming and I don't mess with it, it's fine. But yeah. Whenever I try to switch it up, it doesn't usually go over very well.
Yeah, it's like you have that uncomfortable period of time where it's like you get a lot of pushback. But mm-hmm. once it, like, that's what I notice about everything is like introducing a new chore or anything like that. I'm just yeah. I dread it. I put it off because I know I'm going to get that resistance.
Totally.
But once you're in the flow of it, like, you forgot that it ever was troubling.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's like those things that like they feel good about afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, like he did this one Cosmic Kids last night. It wasn't a lot of like yoga mm-hmm. movements, but it was just more about like meditating. And he was just so like zen, and he was like doing it later on and showing us.
Like, I swear by it. Yes. When my kids start their day with like a little bit of that, or like the breathe meditation app, and like
it makes a big difference. It does. Yeah. It like inspired me to like get back on the meditation bandwagon.
Yes, I used to be so good about it. I'm like, what happened? Yeah. I used to be on this. Like every morning I would make sure I did it. I mean, gone are those days.
Yeah, I know. We have to make time for that. Like that's one of my big goals for 2021 is just like taking some time for myself to like take care of my body and mm-hmm. take care of my mind and do those things that I know are going to just make me do a better job with all the people in my life.
Yeah, Did you make goals for this year?
We did some we sat down as a family and did some family goals. We found this really great printable. I think it was from Big Life Journal or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it had some cool ideas of like doing like a family bucket list, a family motto, some family goals and service ideas. So
right.
It was just like short and sweet, but it really like covered all the things.
Yeah.
So we did that together. I can't really remember too many of the things.
I felt like mine was kind of like a joke. My family was like, okay, are we done?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of excitement about it, but we did, you know, we came up with our motto, which I thought was really good. It's from our favorite series, the Wilder King series, that we've listened to as a family like two or three times now. And the motto was live the life that unfolds before you. So
that's one of our favorites.
Yeah,
it's been on our letterboard.
It's on your letterboard.
Yes. I don't know if it'll ever come
probably off. Where my son came up with it, but he said it and we were like, yes,
that's awesome.
That's the motto.
Yeah.
I think so many times, like, you just want to plan down to every detail, but you know, life has other ideas.
It's true.
So
the 2020 hasn't proven that.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what will.
Yeah. So what do you think in looking back at 2020? Like, what do you think you've learned, or like, how do you feel about it all? How do you feel about your school year? I mean, big things happened. It's not like, I don't know, I feel like 2020 was different for you guys. Like, you had a lot of great things happening.
Stuff going on. We had a baby.
So we had a baby. You became a doula. Like, big life changes.
Yeah. I mean, we did there's a lot of stuff still going on. But I don't know, we, as a whole, I feel like I have kind of gotten better at, I don't know if it's just having the baby, but I've gotten better at, like, letting go of some of the smaller things that used to be so, like, crucial to me. Like, you know, if we have, like, an off day and we only get to a couple of things homeschool-wise, then it's like I feel like I've gotten a little bit better at being like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I see that.
There's always another day.
Right.
So I don't know.
Do you think that change comes with, like, having more kids? Because I do feel like it seems like the moms of more kids are able to just kind of let go of that, like, perfectionism or whatever it is that's just really, like,
I don't think you have a choice sometimes. Like, I'm like, it's, the baby's upset. My children are having meltdowns. Like, there's no way of saving this.
Yeah.
So it's like, at that point, I don't know. I think it's good for me though too, because I do actually have like OCD stuff,
so I do
kind of get into like the routine, and I like really need the routine sometimes.
Right.
So I think it's been good for me to kind of be okay with like stepping back and being like, okay, like it didn't work out today.
Not perfect.
Tomorrow is going to come, and it can be different, and I'm better at that for sure.
Yeah, I've noticed that in you. Like, I feel like, the more I homeschool, like the more years that go by, I do feel like a lot of that same idea of like, okay, well, this didn't go according to plan, but I've seen the results.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen
the
fruits of our labors, and I know that we definitely haven't always been perfect. So the fact that he, you know, knows the things he knows, and, you know, we're pretty much moving successfully toward that education thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've been able to like let go of that whole like idea of perfection, like, oh, we have to do it this long and every day. So I feel like that's come with time too. But it is just like cool to see that, you know, you've been able to do that as well. It's just, I don't know, having another kid or whatever.
I don't know. But in a whole, I mean, I think as like a lot of people struggled with things, like, we did too, but I think we also had like a lot of really great positive things that happened this year that kind of like took away from a lot of the struggles that a lot of people had with this year.
Yeah. And you guys are just like, your husband already was working from home.
It wasn't a huge change. And
I
think like with a lot of people we talked to, like, all this change of like, okay, all of a sudden your kids go from being in school to now you're homeschooling them to your husband's working to now, like, all that change on top of it, like, that's a huge change
on top
to
of
try to navigate
else. Yeah. And you're perfectly happy staying home.
I'm a hermit, and I'm totally cool with being home most days.
Oh, darn, we can't go anywhere and
it's
see
true,
people
though.
That's just terrible.
I know, and that so annoying to say, but like I'm really okay with being home most days, and so
I mean, that's okay.
Been fortunate enough in that's hasn't been a humongous change for us, and there hasn't been anything too crazy.
Yeah.
What do you feel like?
Well, I mean, ours was, I mean,
you've had lots of changes.
We've had lots of changes. Yeah. Like the whole like COVID thing affected my husband's job.
Yep.
We had to move suddenly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought we would find a house right away.
Yeah.
And so I packed for our little terrible apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason we got this terrible apartment is because it was month to month. And we're like, oh, maybe a month or two, we'll find a place. We'll move on. We are still there. We could have signed a 6-month lease anywhere because it's been 6 months now. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, it didn't go according to plan. And it has been like, you know, not the easiest to deal with.
Yeah.
I was like telling you, like, I feel like I'm in that Dr. Seuss book, Waiting Place.
Yeah.
From All the Places You'll Go. I feel like, you know, where it's like waiting for the fish to bite, waiting for wind to fly a kite. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of been our life, you know, the last year with COVID too, waiting for that to be over. Mm-hmm. It just feels like a lot of waiting, and I'm not great with that.
Yeah.
I really, really like to just settle in and know what my life is going to be like.
Yeah, you're a planner.
I am. I'm a big planner. And when you don't have anything to plan because you don't know what's
going
to happen.
And when your plan has gone so differently than what you intended, that's another whole thing in itself.
It is. And we live like an hour and a half away from our favorite people.
And you're having to drive that all the time. So
it hasn't been great for sure. It has been a struggle.
Right.
But I'm trying to like, you know, learn the lessons from this that I need to learn for my own personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And be cheerful even through times that aren't wonderful. And I mean, at the end of the day, we still have so much to be grateful for.
Right.
Like so much. I mean, it could be a billion times worse. There's so many people who are going through really, really hard things that make mine look so easy. So, I mean, I think just remembering to be grateful for what we do have.
Yeah.
But the things that have worked like best for me is just trying to stay as busy as I can. That's just always been my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, while there aren't as many things to busy yourself with in an apartment, it's like 100 square feet with all your stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's not a ton that we can do, but we get outside every day. That helps a ton. Mm-hmm. Just to, even if it's pouring, we put on those raincoats and we just go for a little nature walk, and it helps both of us. But yeah, I mean,
I think you're really good too at finding like the things you need to do to like wake up the day. I think that that's important.
Yeah,
as well.
I think I know those things that are going to give me those little wins that are going to just help me be a better person to be around. So so we force it.
Yeah.
Like, and we're going outside, whether you like it or not, because I will be happier. You will be happier. It'll be for both of our benefits. So,
right.
Yeah. So just finding those kind of like wins that you can do. But I don't know. I'm hopeful for 2021. You know, got a place that we're looking at. We'll see what happens. And I don't know.
I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Putting that positivity out there. It's going to happen. It's going to be super.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be out there
soon. It'll be worth the wait. And oh my goodness, can you guys move out there already? I'm so sick of this drive.
I know. Seriously. I'm excited for that.
Yes, we have lots to look forward to. It's all going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like my three words that are like kind of resonating with me for this year are peace, just finding that peace for no matter what your situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And then bold, because I really want to just say the things I want to say and do the things I want to do.
I love that one for you. I love that for you.
Yeah, I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to do that. And then cheerful. I need to find a way to be cheerful.
I think you're always cheerful.
I try, but, you know, I do let.
I think you're always cheerful.
That's nice to say. I don't really think so. Thank you.
What about your words for the year?
Or word. I guess most people do a word.
Yeah, I mean, we did like family ones, and we were kind of split between, as like family goals, between explore and fearless. So we kind of did like a, we'll do both of them.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then our family motto was do your best and forget the rest. I don't know, my kids That's say so that great. To each other all the time, so it just seemed to work.
That is such a good motto.
Yeah.
Especially for kids.
And then my own words is intentional and present.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of, I think it's really easy for me to just kind of go into autopilot.
Right. And so many things. Yeah. So, like, so many things to do with a new baby. I just, like, I lived your life for just a little minute while you guys were out of town.
You did.
And I was just like, oh, my goodness, I forgot how much there is to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something to do. There's a diaper to change. There's a bottle to make. It's busy. Yeah.
So I think it's really easy to just kind of go into autopilot mode. And I think I really want to work on, like, stopping and, like, being more intentional with being my in time the moment. And being present. Yeah. So that's my...
That's
and I love the idea of grace, too, because I think it's easy to be hard on yourself. And
yeah, giving yourself grace,
yes.
for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that gets me the most frustrated is when I'm just like, okay, like, get it together. Like, you've got it
gonna,
so good. And that doesn't help.
Never going to help.
No, you're just like beating yourself up and it's just making things worse. So I think that's so good to think about giving yourself grace. Like, we want to do that for others and we... you know, are more apt to do that for all the people around us. But how often do we do that with ourselves?
It's true.
Yeah.
I saw, I don't know what the quote was, but it's something about like your give the grace that you so eagerly give to others to yourself every once in a while. I'm like, that's true though. Like I'm so quick to like,
they're having a bad day.
They're having a hard
time.
Yes. But so then, like when it comes to ourselves, I think it's
we're like,
a lot
you
more
are
difficult.
Terrible. Get it together. Exactly. Snap out of it.
Totally. So.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we were thinking about. And then made a bucket list. I don't know.
That's exciting. I know we did some ideas for our bucket list, but I cannot remember what they are.
Well, I love that what you guys do is you take your husband's time off and you kind of go through like trip wise, like where you want to go. Yeah. And I love that idea. My husband works from home.
Right.
So like we should be able to do that. But for some reason, we're not great planners when it comes to like trips. And it's just like,
I think because you're just like, oh, well, he can take off whenever he wants. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, when is, you know, when is that going to be?
Exactly. And he doesn't take time off as easily. Like he says he will. And then sometimes I feel like he gets busy and then he's like, oh, we'll put it off. And then we end up like doing like very quick last minute trips.
Right.
And
you want to have it a little bit more planned out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that's what we were kind of thinking about doing. So... yeah, I don't
taking
know.
Taking some trips.
We really want to visit Montana.
Yes.
Do our yearly trip to Mount Hood. All the things.
Yeah.
So. But then it's like hard to even plan for that. Because it's like, what is it going to be
what
like? Are we
gonna
going quarantined?
To
be quarantined?
Like, are we allowed to leave our houses and go on these trips?
Exactly.
Will we be wearing a mask in every
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know how you really plan. But I guess you just make the plans.
Yeah, I think you have to make the plans.
I think so.
Yeah. There's so many times where I'm just like, okay, like, I just want to make a list of all the things, like, that I want to do.
Right.
Right. And just do it. I feel like, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but I feel like some things are opening, like our national park that's right near us was open, obviously, with a ton of restrictions.
Your national park is so beautiful.
I know.
I
am
just
in love
live
with
in that
it.
Forest
So
forever.
Just move. And
just
we can
in
live
there.
In the forest together.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. So they kind of opened. They're still doing their Junior Ranger program, which is fun. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we'll have some things to do.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Like, we went to Montana during quarantine, and while it was great, like, you know, we couldn't do all the things. So
really?
We'll see.
Because I really want to go to Montana.
I know. You can still go. I'm just saying, like,
it's not
don't
be
count
as
on,
epic.
Like, I mean, the year we went before, the lodge was open, and they had this massive fireplace, and we would play games in there.
Yeah.
You know, like, every evening. So, I mean, it that wasn't open, but... We still saw so many cool things. So it's just,
it's hard to know what it's going to look like, you know?
Yeah.
So I say plan.
Plan and then, you know, try
and
to.
And then tweak your plans as the year progresses.
Just embrace the imperfections.
Yes.
Just, that life has to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. But we're going to get through it.
Yeah.
We have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you obsessing over?
What am I obsessing over? I wrote down my Apple Watch.
Yeah, because you got that for Christmas.
It is, and I felt like it was going to be really helpful with. It's like when I had a birth coming up, the worst part of it was like the whole like panic of like, I'm not super attached to my phone. So like, I'll like throw it upstairs and then like be going through the motions right. of my day.
You had and to be then, glued to your phone like yeah. at any minute, middle
if
of the night.
If someone is in labor, like I have to be like ready to go. And so then I'd yeah. like have these panic moments of like, oh my gosh, it's been multiple hours since I looked at my phone.
Right.
And like, oh, I don't know.
They're going into labor.
Yeah. So like the idea of wearing a watch and then like being able to still be informed if something's going on yeah. is great. But we also really love that game we got.
Oh, Antiquity
yes.
Quest? Oh my goodness. Antiquity we played that Quest. The other night and I have been thinking about that game. I'm obsessed. Yes.
I love it. It's so similar to Canasta, which we used to play with our grandma all the time.
Which makes it extra special.
Yes. Yeah. So we love it. I mean, my kids can play it and keep up with it, but it's even more fun with adults.
Yeah. It takes a little more time with kids, but yes. I mean, it's amazing that
they can even
our kids
do
can
it.
Even catch on. Yeah. I feel like the age was a lot higher.
Right.
For like your little one, but.
Yeah. And she still can keep up with it. And I think it's great for, you know, math and yeah. all the things.
Oh, yeah.
So we've loved
that's
Antiquity
a great
quest
one. That's a great one. We have to play that now today. That
what are you obsessing
it.
Over
I used to follow a little while well I've been following for a long time this family called well I guess her name's Shay McGee but mm-hmm. they've called themselves Studio McGee for a while now. She's just like an interior designer that kind of just built up her business like one family member at a time in the beginning. So I've known about them forever and I always look up their blog or whatever their social media to see like ideas mm-hmm. for houses and stuff because I love the way she designs. But I just like looked them up after a long time the other day and they have a show on Netflix.
It's just so exciting to me. I need a new show so bad.
Yes, that's how I felt when I found it. I was like, oh my gosh, they have a show. I finally have something to watch. So there, it's two seasons out and it's called Dream Home Makeover. And it just kind of like, it shows their family life and then it shows them doing like mm-hmm. kind of shows them like they just built a house. So it kind of shows their house and then they do like a client and they walk you through it. And
so kind of
really
similar
exciting.
To Magnolia. Mark
yeah. It really reminds yeah. me of Chip and Joanna, but mm-hmm. obviously, you know, they have their own style and it's less farmhouse, but it's like, I just love their style. It's very relaxed. And
what would
simple.
You say is,
I know I'm having style. A hard time like nailing down what their style is, but I feel like
you showed me pictures and it's totally your style.
Yeah, it's the style
which
I've
never been able to like
time, which
say
I don't even
for.
Know what it is. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's eclectic because it's not really modern or farmhouse. Like it can take a bunch of different elements.
But it's very like neutral.
It's very yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's very neutral and very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
almost a little minimalist.
Totally. Yeah,
but just beautiful. I
yeah.
think it's beautiful. So I'm excited because.
You'll have to
I
watch
just
it.
Watch TV at night all the time, and now I need a new show.
We both did enjoy Bridgerton, though. You have to admit that.
I wasn't going to admit that one, yes.
I know. I had to say that.
I could not stop watching that show.
And your husband could not stop watching you watching
he
that show.
Just got the biggest kick out of watching me watch the show.
I mean, I don't know why you were smiling so much. That's
because
so weird.
He is just so adorable.
Yeah, it's a cute one. I feel like it's The Notebook meets Pride and Prejudice
and
meets Gossip Girl.
Yes,
which
and
are
Pride
things.
And Prejudice is like my favorite movie. So
yeah.
it's like, this is right up my alley.
I know. I love the time period. And mm-hmm. even though obviously it's not very friendly to women at all, which
I know.
The show
I'm
totally
like, yeah.
illustrates.
But like, I loved
well,
it.
You can get married. That's your choice.
Literally,
you can be
like
an old
just,
lady with cats.
No, just like being like sold off as cattle,
right.
basically, which is
paraded
just
out
so
for...
disturbing to me.
Yeah, that brings those kind of negative things to light.
Exactly.
But the show itself is
if
fantastic.
You need a good show to
yeah.
escape with,
there you go.
Bridgerton's the one.
Bridgerton's the one.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.
All right.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening. We would love to have you rate and review our podcast.
Also, you can find us on Instagram @Homeschool Adventures Podcast.
Thanks.